Tell me something. Tell me something now, in all honesty, be fair about this. Do you think that repentance is necessary for salvation? Now, I've heard a lot about it. It's there in the headlines everywhere. There's, this upper crust sort of preaching going on, especially in mega churches, that most of them just loathe the word repent. Repent. But you know something? It's time for the people to wake up. If you don't think you have to repent, then don't tell me this is lordship salvation. If you have to repent, it's not. It's scriptural. It's right there, and it's there for you to see and to understand. And if you don't understand, get somebody to explain it to you. That's why I've called my message today, The Awakening. It's time to wake up. It's time to wake up and believe what the Word of God says, or what kind of Bible do you use anyway? Repent and believe. Let's say a short prayer and then we'll get into what this matter is all about and what we must do about it, how to deal with it. When somebody confronts you and says, "I don't believe repentance is necessary for salvation." Oh, wow. We'll see about that. We'll give it to God and let Him tell us what's necessary and what isn't. Okay, dear Heavenly Father, we ask, Lord, that you would give us wisdom as we hear this message today, Lord, that your word will come alive for us. We'll find us, Lord, in our situation as we are today, that we believe part of your word and other parts we just soon not talk about. But Lord, you have given us the complete gospel. You have given us the way unto you, which is the way unto salvation, and why Jesus Christ paid the price he paid. Oh Lord, help us to understand the need for repentance. Please, Lord, in Jesus' name, I pray and ask that you'd give everyone who hears this the wisdom to interpret exactly what it means. Okay? Thank you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now, people have said to me over and over and over and over, well, surely a loving God would never send to hell a poor, sick, and lonely, drunken soul who just can't seem to grasp what the gospel is all about. Surely he wouldn't send someone like that to hell. That's not a merciful God. Well, the answer is no, he wouldn't. Oh, hold on now, hold on. Don't get too conclusive yet. The answer is no. God would not send such a person to hell. Well, why not? Well, because this poor, sick, lonely, drunken soul would send himself to hell. We don't send, God doesn't send us to hell. We send ourselves to hell. For doubting God, for not believing in what happened at Calvary, for just believing part of God's word and throwing the rest in the garbage. Don't blame God, blame yourself. He tells us how to get to glory. He tells us what to do. He gives us the gospel. So all we have to do is what? Turn to it, which means repent. Turn away the way you were going, not believing, and believe. That's called repentance. Repent and believe. Now, the Word of God is very clear on this matter. For example, in Luke 13, verses 3 and 5, it says this, "I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish." Over in Luke 13:5, it's repeated, and I must repeat it too. "I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish." Wow! I'll tell you now, when God's word is repeated, you can be sure it's very important. Of course, all his words are important, but when he repeats something, I mean, why would God repeat it? Why would he repeat it? Because he doesn't want you to miss it. That's why. He wants it to go into your heart and into your mind. Understand it. You see, when Adam and Eve sinned, well, the entire world was affected and brought down to the edge of the abyss. It was a time when sin, that which is contrary to the holiness of a righteous God, became a stumbling block for all of mankind. When Adam and Eve sinned, that became our main stumbling block. Every living mortal would be in need of repentance. Repentance, turning away. That repentance would only be achieved by believing in the gospel of Jesus Christ. And the way to Christ is through God the Father. Did you know that? How many, I wonder, did really understand that? The way to Jesus Christ is through God the Father, as outlined in John 6:44, where Jesus proclaims, now listen carefully, no man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up the last day. Have you got that? Except the Father draw him, we cannot come to Jesus Christ. Christ says it right here. It's clear as can be. What's the problem? We tend to easily forget that Jesus came. He came to the sin-cursed earth on behalf of the Father. Out of love for this world. Not wanting anyone to perish and go to hell. His mission, the mission of Jesus Christ, was to suffer and bleed and die for all the sins of mankind. It was a matter of the blood, the redemptive saving power for the whole world, if we but repent and believe. Oh, that word repent is there again. Is it stinging your ears? I hope so. It's in the Bible. It says you have to repent. Oh, come on. People think that repentance means, well, that means I know I'm going to sin, so what do I do then? Keep repenting? Oh, come on. As long as you're in the flesh, you're going to sin anyway. But let's get that sin under the blood. Repent means to turn from the way you're going to the way God wants you to go. Okay? Now, because of the overwhelming sin that would permeate this world, and the fact that our holy God cannot look upon sin, he sent his only begotten Son. Why? To be a propitiation for us. It's important to understand. It's ultra important to understand that what happened at the cross can never be repeated. He is not coming back to die and on that cruel cross again. No. He's coming back for his saints, for the saved, the first time, but not on the earth, in the air, in the clouds. He's coming back the second time at the end of the tribulation to deal with mankind. Oh. It can never be repeated. It was once for all, once for all. Now, what's the next great event to take place on this earth? I just gave you a clue. According to the scriptures, of course. And it could happen at any time. Clue. Even as I speak? Oh, yes. Even before I finish this message. Some people, well, they don't agree. And I know people who used to believe in a pre-trib rapture and now have decided, no, I believe now it comes at the mid-trib point. And others have said, I don't think so. I'm pretty sure now it comes at the end of the tribulation. Well, you're wrong. It's a pre-trib rapture. It can only be a pre-trib rapture when he comes for his church, his saints, takes us out of harm's way, because we are not appointed unto wrath. You got that? And the tribulation is wrath, wrath, wrath. I mean, this would mean a whole lot more persecution for the saints of God. Those who repented and believed in the gospel. However, in 1 Thessalonians, if we read in verses, let's see, 1 Thessalonians 5, we read verses 5 to 9, we get a better perspective here. Ye are all the children of light. Who's ye? Those who have repented and believed in the gospel. Ye are all the children of light, and the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep, as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep in the night, and they that be drunken, are drunken in the night. But let us, who are of the day, that's the saved, be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet, the hope of salvation. And verse 9, for God hath not appointed us to wrath. Have you got that? God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. By our Lord Jesus Christ. That's where it is. That's where it lies, right? Now, the Bible is very clear that all men, this includes women too, of course, all men will not be saved. Now, it's not like the whole world is going to repent and believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ and nobody's going to hell. No. You see, and God didn't condemn everybody to hell. No. But he knows who will believe and who won't. That's his foreknowledge. We can't understand it. It's too far out for us. But God knew even before I was born if I was going to turn and believe in Jesus Christ. He knew that. He knows the same about you. He knows what's in your mind. The Bible's very clear that all men will not be saved. This, of course, does not include us, as I've said, who have repented and believed in the gospel. The unsaved, well, they're those who have rejected Jesus Christ, rejected the gospel. They will come under the strong delusion that God will send to this earth. That's in 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 11. The tribulation, also known as Jacob's trouble, is basically for God to deal with his people Israel, who had been set aside during the time of the Gentiles. That's what the tribulation's all about, to deal with Israel. It's a time of Jacob's trouble, not of the church's trouble. This is our time right now. You better make up your mind. You better decide who you're going to serve. All right? However, both Jew and Gentile will be affected by this terrible wrath, the time of Jacob's trouble, the time of great tribulation. And though salvation will come to many, the Bible is clear that many will be saved. They will not only suffer great persecution, including the guillotine, but will also flee to the hills and the crevices of the mountains to hide from the enemy. They won't be living like a normal life on the earth. They'll be under great persecution. Great wrath, which we, the saints of God, are not going to be involved in, because we'll be in glory with him. Do you understand that? It's important. It won't be a pretty picture. Though the lineups at Hell's Gate will be far in excess of the lineups at Heaven's Gate. It didn't have to be that way. It doesn't have to be that way either. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. This is God's concluding appeal. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all, are you waiting for this? Here it comes. But that all should come to repentance. Why is repentance in there? Oh my! Who put that in the Bible? Oh, come on now. Why is there such confusion about the rapture? I don't understand. Great men of the Word, whom I thought were great men of the Word, were all pre-trib believers. And now a lot of them have gone to post-trib or mid-trib. What's going on there? Let him be accursed. That's all I can say. Matthew 24, verse 29. Listen carefully. Listen carefully. Here it comes. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light. Now, if you slip down to verse 30, we read, and then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn. And here's your clue. And they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds. They will see him. That's at the end of the tribulation, when he comes to reckon with the world. That's not at the rapture. We won't see him at the rapture. He comes in the clouds. He stays in the air. And the archangel calls us, come up hither. There we'll meet him in the clouds. He doesn't set foot upon the earth. Have you got that? Let's go back to 2 Thessalonians 4:16. 2 Thessalonians 4:16. Excuse me. I seem to have been diverted here. 1 Thessalonians 4:16. Pardon me. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ, that's us who are saved, will rise first. Actually, the ones that are in the grave, they will precede us, and we will go up right behind them, okay? That's what he means when he says the dead in Christ. For the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive, that's us who are alive when he comes in the rapture, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. It doesn't say we'll go over to Mount Tabor or wherever, or Mount Sinai, we'll meet them there on top of the hill. No, we will be caught up into the clouds and meet him in the air. How clear can that be? And so shall we ever be with the Lord. He doesn't dump us back down to earth. He keeps us with him. We're his. What's so hard to understand? I don't understand what's so hard to understand. Why is there such an annoyance over this? Why are people acting so stupid? How do we distinguish the rapture from the second coming? Well, I'm glad you asked, because I just told you. First of all, let me say this. The Word of God makes it very clear. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 13 to 17. It outlines the rapture of the church. I just read part of it there. Now in chapter 5, the one verse that sticks out as clear as day and should erase any doubt of a mid- or post-trib rapture, verse 9 says this: For God hath not appointed us, that's his saints, the saved in Christ, to what? Wrath. Wrath. But to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. Have you got that? I mean, it couldn't be any clearer. If we were appointed to wrath, we'd go into the tribulation, into the great tribulation. We would suffer great, great persecution. I know we suffer persecution now, but it's nothing like it's going to be when the tribulation gets underway. Let me read that once more so you can get it instilled in your mind. For God hath not appointed us, the saved, to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. You got it right? To say that the church goes through the tribulation is to call God a liar. Are you calling God a liar? I hope not. When the rapture does occur, there will not be one saved person left upon or in the earth. Not one person who is saved. Whether they're in the grave or whether they're walking around, there will be not one person left on this earth. No, not one. His church will be taken out. When the archangel calls from the clouds above, come up hither. How clear can it be? At the rapture, Jesus does not, as I said, and I've got to repeat this, he does not set foot upon the earth. When he returns at his second coming, then does he stand upon the earth on the Mount of Olives. And this is at the end of the tribulation. My friends, all you that are in Christ need to bear in mind, all you need to bear in mind is that God has not appointed us to wrath. I hope that this message today has given you some understanding and peace of mind. Please study the scriptures. Divide the word the way it should be rightfully divided. Pray. Pray without ceasing. Get it right. We are not appointed unto wrath. Now, if you think you're appointed unto wrath, then you better examine yourself. You're probably not saved. Please, people, I urge you today to examine yourself. I urge you to look at what God's word says about repentance. I don't know why they do this, why some preachers are out there going around saying, that's lordship salvation, repent. Repentance is not part of salvation. Well, then why does the Bible says it is? Repent and believe in the gospel. Why? Oh, come on now. What's so hard to understand? Even a child can understand that. I want to thank you for listening, and I pray for each and every one of you that you'll get it straight, that you'll understand. And if you have any questions, visit my website, tillycomes.net, Battle Site for Christ. There's lots of information there, and there's lots of other good websites out there too that will give you the answers that are true, that will lead you to glory and not to hell. Thank you. May God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.